Hi, I'm Doug Bradby, the author of the Seriously Weird History series, and I'd like to talk to you about the question of why Ballarat didn't become a ghost town. Most gold towns do become ghost towns. The miners rush in, they dig up the gravel, the creeks, they extract the gold, they leave. 20, 30,000 miners only takes them 2 months, 2 years, and then it's all over. So why didn't that happen to Ballarat? Ballarat was very peculiar. The gold rush in Ballarat actually lasted 70 years, from 1851 to 1920. It began when two men, Dunlop, aged 75, and his young mate, Regan, aged 18, found some gravel on a hill which we called Poverty Point in the centre of Ballarat. They'd called it Poverty Point because they wanted to make sure that nobody else found them there. But of course, to get the gold, they washed the gravel in the creek, and the muddy water was soon found by other miners. 5,000 other miners who rushed to Ballarat and washed that gravel and extracted all that gold. It took them 3 months, and by early 1852, it was finished and they left. They left to Castlemaine, and Ballarat was already a ghost town. Well, it had never been a town in the first place, but there was certainly virtually no one left. But a few people stayed, and they began to dig a little bit deeper into the problem, down through the surface gravel, into the dirt, into the clay, and then they found a second layer of gravel. And in that second layer of gravel, they found lots more gold. Only 30,000 ounces in that first rush, but this rush had 5 million ounces. And that caused 20, 30,000 miners to flock to Ballarat, to the valley of the Canadian Creek, and to dig it up over 5 to 10 years. Mind you, it wasn't on the surface. These are buried rivers. They're down about 5 metres, 10 metres, 20 metres, 50 metres as the creek got deeper and deeper. But they followed these buried rivers, these leads, right up the Canadian, right down the Yarrawee, and gave them incredible wealth. But then disaster struck. When they got into the centre of Ballarat and the buried river turned, it hit a solid rock. A solid rock which was basalt, a lava flow from the volcanoes of Ballarat West, and it had buried the precious rivers. The miners set to work to dig through this rock. 15 months it took, but they finally got through, even though they're only getting through at about 15 centimetres per day with their crowbars. But finally they penetrated the rock, found those buried rivers, and extracted another 5 million ounces of gold. An ounce of gold? About 3 or 4 20-cent coins in your hand. And I remind you that each ounce is today worth about $1,000. This took them another 15 years. But by 1870, all of the 37 kilometres of rivers in Ballarat had been found, explored, and the gold extracted from them. It really looked that in 1870, Ballarat would die and would become a ghost town. But the miners had one more card to play. They knew how that gold got in the creek. They knew where that gold had come from, where it had been born, if you like. The gold had come out of Quartz Rock, in the surrounding hills, in the White Horse Ranges. What was now needed was to extract, to dig up that quartz rock, to smash it, to wash it, and in that last stage of mining, which was to take 50 years, they would extract another 2 million ounces of gold. And of course, as Ballarat went through these 4 stages, it had to build a town, first of wood, then of brick, and basalt and stone, and this became a permanent site. It also meant that industry was needed to support these mines. So we had engineers, blacksmiths, foundries, all working to produce pumps and machinery to keep the mining industry of Ballarat going. And in 1920, when the mines finally closed, well, there were enough factories and there was enough other work for the Ballarat people to continue to live in that area. Ballarat never became a ghost town. It was such a long, complex mining town. And as it developed, it diversified. Ballarat survived.